Yes, God is a Republican and he needs money. Like the money doctor. I'm still shocked over the fact that this guy bilked people out of $19 million. Again, you know, linked to Trump through this Robert Jeffries guy. And, you know, like I said, anytime someone says how religious they are, run. Anyway, lots to get to, lots to talk about. Our good friend Sarah Burris is here to share some thoughts. Sarah, thanks for taking time for us.
Hey, happy spring.
Well, is it spring yet? Because it's raining and really cold here.
It's spring. It is the second day of spring. So maybe you're just sort of like getting in the groove.
Yeah, it's not even April. I'm waiting for the showers of April. Let's get to it. This thing with John McCain. Did Donald Trump really give him the funeral he wanted? And did he not get a thank you card?
Well, the McCain family did say that they sent him, that they told him thank you. I don't know if they sent him something as a thank you, but I know that they came out with a statement saying that they did thank him. The National Cathedral came out and said that they don't need presidential approval to have an official funeral at the National Cathedral. So he wasn't a factor there. I don't know if he was a factor in getting McCain to Lyon State at the Capitol. I don't know if that's the Senate or if that's the president. So, you know, Google that. But I don't think Trump did anything. And God knows he's not doing anything now. So other than causing trouble.
No, I think it's like everything in his life. Something happens and he wants credit for it.
Of course. I mean, it's because he is envious of McCain, who, you know, was not the most amazing person in the world. Obviously not somebody whose policies I support in any way. But the man was, you know, went to Nam whenever Captain Bonespurs was hiding out at a military academy, dressing up like a fancy boy in a uniform and pretending to march all day. So, you know.
Yeah, but his sex life was like being in Vietnam.
HIV, what was it? HIV and AIDS was his Vietnam or something like that? I mean,
well,
come on.
That's what he said. He said his sex life was like being in Vietnam. You can't make that up. Unlike him, I'm not going to lie.
No, I know. And, you know, we don't even know the degree to which, you know, he actually was a good student at the military academy. Because he won't show us his grades.
Right.
I don't know if you saw, but former Senator Bob Kerry came out and demanded to see his bone spurs.
Show the spurs.
That is my favorite thing this week. Oh my gosh.
And why hasn't that happened? Why hasn't that happened until now?
You know, I think a lot of people were too focused on the financials. They were too focused on the on getting his taxes. I know that there are a lot of people who really did dodge Vietnam. You know, I mean, a lot of folks went to college just so they didn't have to go. And a lot of people ran to Canada. There are a whole lot of people who are obviously much older than me who didn't go and didn't want to go and didn't support the war. And I get it. Right. Like, yeah. Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to go to a war that you don't support and that is a complete joke? But he took the easy way out. He took the rich boy way out. You know, it wasn't just like, crap, I have to run to Canada.
Yeah,
he literally had to pay somebody, or his daddy had to pay somebody.
Yeah, so you look at him and you go, I wonder if his parents bought his way into college.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the other thing that we were talking about. There were all these donations that that Trump's dad gave to Penn. And you know, is the same thing happened with Jared Kushner, where they got a hefty donation at Harvard from his family. So, I mean, I'm sure that they paid off a doctor. They paid for him to get into some other school after he got kicked out of Fordham, was it? I think.
Yeah,
Fordham. So, you know, so yeah. There you go.
Yeah, well,
Donald Trump's life in during Vietnam.
So, but you know, one of the things I found funny is you wrote a story that evidently Trump was telling Fox News that the whole thing with John McCain, he just can't help it. He can't stop. It's not his fault.
That was the weirdest interview I've ever seen. And then what's crazy is that the reporter said, you know, why do you keep talking about this? And he goes, well, you asked me about it. And she goes, yeah, but you brought it up this week. And he goes, well, yeah, because you asked me. And it's like, Like, do you hear yourself right now? Like, do you understand? Like, you were in Ohio, you were standing in front of a tank, and you just randomly started talking about John McCain. Nobody asked you anything. Nobody wanted you to talk about this and said, you know, I really wish you would talk, you know, crap about John McCain in front of all of these members of the military and these big tanks, because that's a really good image. So way to go, Donald Trump. And now I guess he has, I was calling it McCain Tourette's, where he's just like, you know, no collusion, John McCain sucks. No collusion, John McCain sucks. I don't know what to say. It seems like a rabid squirrel that every Republican seems to be slowly backing away from.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You know, where are the voices, you know, the people who are the big military defenders? You know, where are all these voices? Where are these people who, you know, during the Clinton years were attacking Clinton for not going to the military, you know, attacked Obama for the same thing? Where are these people?
I think those folks are obviously on the side of Trump, and they're not gonna stand up for him. They're not gonna stand up against him. They're not gonna stand up to him. They're not gonna stand up for John McCain. You're starting to see a couple of Republicans, mostly former elected officials, mostly local officials. One of them was, oddly enough, Ted Cruz's former chief of staff, who's now a congressman in Texas. Congressman Roy is his name, like Chris Roy, or Chip Roy or something like that. Something very, you know, Biff and Buffy-esque, but from Texas. So, yeah, okay. And he's a huge Trump supporter. He's a big old teabagger, and he's not okay with this. And I was surprised to see that. That was probably the first, you know, real teabagger Republican crazy right winger. I was like, whoa, I didn't expect that. You don't see a lot of those. Obviously, Lindsey Graham is definitely not one of them. And he was somebody who was in the military, right? I mean, come on, Lindsey Graham. This is really embarrassing.
Well, he was John McCain's BFF. I mean, you would think the one guy who would stand up for someone who can't speak for himself, obviously, would be his best buddy, but not so much.
I wonder if Lindsey Graham has replaced John McCain with Donald Trump. I wonder if he just needs a buddy. And now he's afraid that, you know, he doesn't have John McCain anymore. And if he starts talking smack about Donald Trump, then he's not going to have Trump to play golf with anymore. And it's like, dude, I'm pretty sure there are a lot of Republicans, maybe even some Democrats, that would play golf.
Or you could just play with yourself.
That'd right? More I'm sure Lindsey Graham does that a lot of times.
There is all that. There is all that.
The door was right open. Like, I just had to walk through it.
I understand. It's kind of like when you're talking about AMI. Yeah, you got to mock David Pecker.
Yeah, exactly. Lindsey Graham, he does a lot of time playing with himself. Spends a lot of time.
So there is that. Also, Donald Trump this week said that it would be easier to win the popular vote without actually kind of remembering that he, just a kind of a reminder, lost the popular vote by 3 million votes.
But those were all illegal voters, right?
Is that what that was?
I think he honestly still believes that he really won the popular vote, and that all 3 million people who voted for Hillary Clinton were either undocumented workers or maybe felons, or I don't know, something, but they weren't legitimate votes. It's obviously not true. He impaneled a whole commission that had crazy Chris Kobach, who came in and investigated it, and they didn't find anything. So, and if Chris Kobach can't find fraud when, you know, he kind of tries to invent some fraud, then, you know that there was no fraud there. Yeah. And ever since then, you know, you haven't seen Chris Kobach around a lot. I think Donald Trump really wanted him to find something or make something up. And when he didn't, it's like, all right, well, where's the trap door we can shove you out of?
Exactly. Devolve the commission out the door, under the bus.
Yeah.
So are we waiting for the bus? Are we waiting for the bus to roll over Jared? Because I got to think that at this point, you know, since the bus is rolling over people, Jared's got to be the first one to go before Ivanka. Because I'm sure you've seen the stories of Elijah Cummings saying, hey, you know, you guys are using private emails, you're using the WhatsApp. What happened to her emails? What happened to skewering Hillary Clinton for using private email?
The deputy national security advisor is using an AOL account.
No, get out of here.
For actual business. Yeah, that was the big story. KT McFarlane, the same story that talks about Jared Kushner using WhatsApp, like way down in the story, talks about KT McFarlane, the deputy national security advisor, is using an AOL account.
Does anybody use an AOL account?
Exactly. That's what I wondered. Like, I don't know about you, but when I had AOL when I was like 13, that thing got hacked all the time. So that's probably not a safe idea. But at the same time, we're just like, this is exactly what happened to Hillary Clinton. And I'm wondering, when are the hearings going to start? When are we going to see KT McFarlane testify for 18 hours in front of a Senate committee or a House committee? Because God knows the Senate won't do anything. And when are we going to be able to see through those emails, look through those emails and see if there was any classified material that she inappropriately shared, just like Republicans accused Hillary Clinton of doing? We had the same conversation when Ivanka Trump did basically the same thing. She has her own family private server that that she uses, and she's sending stuff to that still as, you know, official documents from the White House to that private email, and exchanging stuff on that server. And you're like, dude, were you not paying attention in 2016? I mean, were you not listening?
No, because what's good for everybody else, not good for them.
Exactly. Whatever you people do, you know, that doesn't apply to us because, well, we're rich. So whatever.
So I'm still waiting. Again, it comes back to, I'm still waiting for all of those people who were, you know, complaining. And I got to wonder if a Democrat were to come out and say, hey, Russia, you know, get me Ivanka's emails, and magically they appeared. How do you think the Republicans would react?
Gosh, that sounds like something we should tell a Democrat to do. You know, maybe
no.
It's AOC. We should just be like, you should just say it. Just get out there and say it and be like, hey, Donald Trump did it, you know, and just wait and let the Republicans just completely implode.
Yeah, I mean, it's the hypocrisy just a little bit too much at some point.
It's amazing to me. I mean, really, I was surprised for a while. I found it humorous for a little bit. Now it's just so unbelievable that it just keeps happening. And it's so absurd that I'm just like, how is this possible? Like, how are you really this stupid? I mean, you have to work at being that dumb. Really, you have to work at it.
Oh, I don't know. I think it comes naturally.
I'm just, the entire 2016 cycle was about this. How do you do that? How do you then turn around and be like, well, you know, clearly, yeah, we campaigned on this, but I'm still going to do it, obviously.
Because I'm special. Ordained by God.
Mm-hmm. Which is who Donald Trump thinks he is. So maybe they do think that they are ordained by God.
And what's scary to me is, you know, he surrounded himself with a bunch of, you know, religious zealots. I look at this Mike Pompeo, who, you know, I wonder if he, as Secretary of State, has a private email. You know, I guess he, one of the most weird, kind of bizarre things that I've heard yet is evidently Pompeo said something along the line that Donald Trump was put on this earth to save the Jews. And I'm going, really? Would you really say that?
And what's bizarre is there's this whole kind of weird cultish right wing idea of if we get all of the Jews into Israel, then the world can end and Jesus will come back and rapture everybody. And so there really is a huge contingency of right-wing pastors and crazy religious people who do support Donald Trump, who are like all behind this Israel thing. And that's what moving the embassy to Jerusalem in part was about, was, oh, we need to make this happen. And so this whole thing of like kissing up to Netanyahu and it's just so bizarre. And I don't get it. I don't get Pompeo. I don't get, I mean, I think at some point he's just, you know, trying to kiss Trump's butt. and make him happy, because God knows we saw what happened to Rex Tillerson whenever he dropped the F-bomb about Trump being a moron. So,
well, he was honest. Give him credit for that. But no, I think Pompeo and a lot of these people really truly are kooks. I think they're religious zealots. I think they're, you know, all in that school that Pence comes from. And this is the thing that scares me. Look, I've got respect for, you know, good, decent, you know, religious people who lead good lives and do unto others and all of that stuff and don't impose their will on everybody else. But these people scare the hell out of me.
Yeah, one of Trump's closest pastors, the woman, I can't remember her name, but it's the blonde woman. She had a whole thing where she was selling like some kind of Jesus seed or something like that. It was like a rock that she claimed would resurrect you during the rapture or something. It was like a resurrection stone. It basically was like the Sorcerer's Stone in Harry Potter is what she was trying to make it into. And I mean, these are the people that he surrounds himself with and that Mike Pence probably worships.
Yeah, so, Paula White was her name.
Yeah, Paula White. That's who she is.
Yeah, that's
the resurrection stone. That freaks me out.
Oh, it freaks me out. But these religious people have freaked me out. I once knew a guy and he has since passed, but he made news here, you know, a couple years ago because he came up with the Jesus shot. He was a quack of a doctor. He was, he went to prison for Medicaid fraud. You know, was the kind of guy you wouldn't trust with a bag of dog stuff, you know? But yet people were letting him inject stuff into them, believing that this was the fountain of youth and that Jesus was going to save them. And it was just quite remarkable because the guy was a con man.
Oh my God. I cannot believe somebody would let them do that.
Yeah, like you can look it up. Just Google Jesus shot. It'll come up. You know, he was a strange, strange dude.
Wow. And I bet he made a bundle off of it. I wonder how much he sold the Jesus shot for.
I think he went to Nebraska. It was either Oklahoma or Nebraska he was in. Where he was doing it was just amazing. I guess he made enough money that someone said, "Hey, this guy's making money doing this."
And then Paula White decided to start selling Harry Potter rocks. Then I'm sure she probably just like grabbed from her backyard somewhere, be like, "Baby, put this in the FedEx." Some old lady sent me $50. We gotta send her this rock.
Well, it could be. All right then. So there is that. One other thing I wanted to get to before we wrap this up. And I don't know. See, that should be the end right there. Because I don't know how Devin Nunes can make this go any better, other than it's really sad that Devin Nunes has sued what was an obscure Twitter account that now has, I guess they went from like 1,000 followers to over 500,000 followers just over his lawsuit. As I said earlier, Devin, hey, sue me.
Oh my God. It's like when everything is going wrong in the world, when everything looks its absolute darkest, Devin Nunes sues a fake cow. And you're just like, thank you. I needed this week. I really needed this. I don't know if I've talked to you before about the Streisand effect. Have you heard about what the Streisand effect is?
No, hit me.
So Barbara Streisand was furious at Google because they were setting up Google Maps and Google Earth, and she didn't want her house to be on Google Maps and Google Earth. She was like, I don't want anybody to know where I live, what my house looks like. I want nothing to do with this. So she sued Google saying, I don't want anybody to know what my address is. And Google said, you mean this address? And then it was a public document because it was in the court case. And so the idea of doing something incredibly stupid, thinking that you're, going to protect something or, hide something, but then going through the court system and basically screwing yourself out of it, that's become what the Streisand effect is. And that's what happens here with Devin Nunes. He basically was mad at all of these people for bullying him and making fun of him all the time. And the second that he announced that he was suing people, everybody started bullying and making fun of him about it. And you're just
as
like,
they
how
should
did you not see this?
As they exactly. should. I mean, he should have known better.
And this account, like, here's the thing. If you go through the all of the tweets on this account, they are beautiful puns, like cow pies and sticking moo in randomly. I mean, this is like, if you're a pun fan, yep. this is gold.
No.
And I don't, and if you look at the court documents for Nunez's court filing, you look at these things that the cow account tweeted, and you're like, really? This is that bad? Like, you're really freaking out about this? I have said worse to Devin Nunez. And so I'm like, what is this about?
Now,
like,
you're going to get sued.
Where did this come from?
Now you're
right?
going to get sued.
Exactly.
That's
but
it.
But everybody knows. Everybody knows, though, you never sue somebody who has a very large audience on a website. So try and stay away from that. Because, again, you know, it's like picking a fight with somebody who owns the ink to the press. It's exactly what that is.
No, I mean, I saw it and I'm going, you know, this doesn't end well for you, Devin. And it shows how thin-skinned you are. Look, if you're an elected official, if you're in the public eye at any level, get ready to get the shots thrown at you. I can't tell you how many times I get emails or tweets of someone saying, I don't like your haircut, or you go down the list. I don't like your shirt, or, you know, whatever. You go, okay, whatever. You know, you're ugly and your mother dresses you funny. Okay, I'm fine.
I know, but I don't get picked on too bad. Like, I got a really scary threat once. Somebody sent me something in the mail once that was scary. This week, actually, we got a voicemail from a guy telling us he hopes we burn in a lake of fire, and then proceeded to issue some threats. And that ended up, my boss sent that to the FBI. But it's like, all of these people are just like, dude,
get a
Devin, do you want me to, like, send you all of the complaints? I know there are women who get rape threats all the time who work in, you know, like, women's empowerment organizations and pro-choice groups and stuff. They get all of these threats, and you're just like, Devin, it's a cow. Yep. Lighten up.
It's a joke. Take a joke. Just amazing stuff. But, Sarah, I appreciate the time. Always fun.
Thank you. Have an awesome weekend.
You too. Our good friend Sarah Burris always, always, always makes me laugh. Love her. Quick break. Right back.